Haman is punished. Easter 7. Haman was still seething when he arrived for the queen's banquet, but things were only going to get worse. During the banquet, the king again asked Esther what it was that she wanted. This time, the queen was brave enough to ask, "Your Majesty, if I have found your favor in your sight, I beg you to save my life and that of my people, for we have been sold for slaughter. Who has dared to do such a thing?" roared the king, and Esther pointed to Haman. The king was so ferocious that he left the room to calm down. Haman, his face as white as a sheet of paper, flung himself at Esther's feet and begged her to protect him. When the king returned to find Haman with his hands on the queen's robe, it only made him angrier. When Haman's fate was sealed, one of the guards said, "Your Majesty, this man has built a gallows for Mordecai. He wants to hang the man who saved your life. Hang Haman on it himself, ordered Xerxes. And so it was that Haman was hung on the gallows that he built for Mordecai.